late planting continues to boost grain futures and pressure feeder cattle. Feedlot closeouts look to continue in the red by one measure. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 21st of May. Cattle futures recovered from early pressure to pair losses on Monday as higher grain prices continue to weigh on feeder cattle. More on crops momentarily. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed but mostly lower, from an average of 18 cents higher in three contracts to an average of 41 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 58 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were higher on choice and steady on select, with moderate to fairly good demand and heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.14 higher Monday afternoon at $221.45 a hundredweight. Select was 25 cents lower at $208.03. Crop planning and development continue to lag the average due to all of the weather preceding the season. For instance, 49% of corn was planted as of May 19th, according to the most recent USDA Crop Progress Report. That's 29% less than last year and 31% less than the five-year average. 19% of corn has emerged, which is 28% less than last year and 30% less than average. Similarly, 19% of soybeans are in the ground, compared to 53% for the previous year and 47% for average. 5% are emerged, which was 19% less than last year and 12% less than average. Corn futures on the day closed 4 to 6 cents higher through July of 20, and then mostly 2 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 8 to 10 cents higher. The same wet conditions hampering crops continues to improve already bullish pasture and range conditions. 66% of the nation's pasture and range is rated in good or excellent condition, compared to 46% last year, while 6% is rated as poor or very poor, compared to 19% a year earlier. Here's a sampling of price trends from the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers were selling steady to $2 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, with an estimated 8,000 head on hand. Feeder heifers there were trading steady to $3 lower. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer and heifer calves sold $2 to $6 lower. Yearlings sold $2 to $3 lower. There were 6,137 head on offer. Finally, steers and heifers sold steady to $2 higher at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, where there were 1,375 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Monday, led by tech stocks, which were pressured by the trade impasse with China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 84 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 19 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 113 points. Cattle feeding economics continue getting tougher, at least on a cash-to-cash basis, not counting price risk management. Consider the latest historical and projected Kansas feedlot net returns from Kansas State University. Net return for steers closed out in May is projected at a minus $101.23 a head, with a feedlot cost of gain of $89.45 a hundredweight. For the remainder of the year, estimates range from a minus $95.93 a head in December, with a feedlot cost of gain of $95.93, to a minus $233.33 a head in September, with a feedlot cost of gain of $90.91 a hundred. And that's with corn prices for the 2018-19 crop year projected at $3.50 a bushel, according to USDA's most recent feed outlook. Corn prices for the next crop year are forecast 20 cents cheaper at $3.30 a bushel. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 21st of May. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.